Hello everyone and welcome to The Blue Zone. I'm your host Pete Kickass and welcome to another episode of the Sonic Century Show of Radio Sega. And it's been a while, actually. It's just been 1 week, but I actually want to start by saying sorry for not being any show last week. So we're back into this amazing show that is The Blue Zone. So we just had three songs from Shadow the Hedgehog, Sonic CD, and Sonic 3D. And what better way to start the show with a little bit of edginess? So, how's been your day? Well, actually, my day has been busy. I've been studying and such, but I hope your day has been going pretty well. And I hope you're ready for some Sonic goodness that's awaiting us from the show. So let's play some more Sonic tunes, actually. And then let's get into the news, which I'll be covering. Actually, I'll be covering the news from the last week, which I haven't covered yet. And news from this week as well. So let's hear some three more Sonic tunes. Let's start with Hag Albatross from Sonic Heroes, a great tune. So we'll be right back.
Yeah.
And we are back, so I hope you guys have enjoyed those three pieces of music again, actually. So, yeah, welcome to the news segment, which is the segment where we talk about the latest Sonic news that have happened during this week. But this one is going to be a little bit special because I haven't talked about the news of the previous week, which I haven't done a show. But before we go on to the news, let's do this. So, yes, the question of the week will be back again. So, if you don't know, I have a little poll for the show, and someone has requested for the question of the week to be back. So I have actually done that, and the question of the week will be back again. So, what is question of the week? So each week I will be giving you a Sonic themed question for you to answer, and you will get 1 point if you get it correctly, and if you will get. No, I'm actually doing this wrong. So we actually have three guesses, and if you get on the first guess, you get 3 points. If you get on the second guess, you get 2 points. If you get in on the third guess, you get 1 point. So yeah, you better just grab your Google and ready up your Sonic education because yeah, you might want to get some points. But one bad news about this is that I couldn't get the previous points of the previous contestants, so I'm really sorry about that, but we're going to start fresh again. So what's this week's question of the week then? So the question of the week is... Ready? What's the name of the skill in Sonic Generations that allows you to perform tricks faster? So the question is, what's the name of the skill in the game Sonic Generations that allows you to perform tricks faster? So you know how in Sonic Generations you can perform tricks every time you go in the trick ramp or the rainbow ring. So there's a skill that allows you to do the tricks even faster than normal. So if you know the answer for this question, just PM me on Discord. So not on Twitter and not on the public chat on Radio Sega's Discord, but send me a private message instead. So, yeah, good luck! So now, we're going into the news. So, what are the news actually this week? So, we're going to start about a piece of news that was actually from the last week, which is that there were several rumors regarding Archie Comics and Sonic. So, Archie Comics, if you don't know, they do a lot of comics, such as Sabrina, and they actually have a Sonic comic over there, which is they are actually really great comics, so you better check them out. So there were some rumors that indicated that they were ending the comic series. If you went to their page, their comic page, the Sonic comics weren't there. So actually that rumor was proven to be fake somewhat, because Archie has just revealed a new set of comics that will be coming later this year. So maybe that rumor may be fake, or these two new comics, maybe just the final comic from Sonic, but we don't know yet, so stay tuned for more Archie comic news somewhere in the future after those comics have been released. But if you haven't checked the comics, you really do check the comics out. They are really amazing, really funny, so yeah, we recommend them. Another piece of news that the set of Sonic Bath Balls was announced and it was released on 27 January. So it's basically like those toys that come inside some balls, and if you put them into the water, the ball just disappears and the figure inside is revealed. So there's actually the figure inside the ball can be Sonic, Tails, Amy, Knuckles, or Shadow. So if I actually had one ball like that, but it was with a Grimmity. Don't know what a Grimmity is, just do check it out. Now, I do not recommend you to check, but if you don't know, just check it. But yeah, they are like really Japanese figures, so I think it was only released in Japan, I can't remember. But yeah, there's that. Also, now we go to the news about this week actually. So it was rumored that the physical version of Sonic Mania was going to be released and made available for the Switch. Because someone has spotted a physical version, or more like a Switch case with Sonic Mania printed on it, along with other Switch games that were released physical, that are going to be released physical. But so So that must mean that Sonic Mini is getting a physical release then. Actually, no. So Aaron Weber, the Sonic PR guy, has said that currently that there are no plans for a physical release of Sonic Mania. So hopes were crushed that day. More news, the Sonic Hotel room in the Alton Towers has closed now. So if you don't know, the Alton Towers had the Sonic Team room that you could reserve and spend some weeks, a week or a day actually, in there. So if you don't know, if you know that meme, that's like, check out the console! Well, it's originated from this hotel room. But now the hotel room has now closed. So yeah, you can no longer book a reservation for there, and yeah. So next up we have, so you remember that Sonic 25th art book that's being made by Cook and Becker, that's full of Sonic art and other Sonic things. Well, Yuji Uekawa, so the guy that was making the print for the art book, has now revealed is print actually that's going to be made available in the art book. So I'm just going to send it over at on the Discord Radio Sega channel. So there it is. It's a really, really good piece of art right there. So if you were thinking on getting the art book, well, do get it, because that print is really, really amazing. Just takes us back to the adventure days. So yeah, the art book is actually really good in terms of general stuff. So if you check inside, we have art for Sonic Adventure, and probably inside it there are some pieces of art that you didn't already see in other places. So do check out the art book if you haven't already. And that pretty much covers up all the news for this week. Was there any particular set of news that has interested you? You'd like one more than the other, do let me know then. But yeah, that covers it up. So we're going to play more Sonic music, and after that we're going to the Game of the Week segment, where we'll talk about Knuckles Chaotix. So if you haven't voted on the poll for the the Knuckles Chaotix tracks, please vote on there. It's on the Discord channel again, just right there. And if you aren't on the Radio Sega's Discord channel, do enter there. It's available on radiosc.ga/discord. It's where all the fun is, really. And if you want to chat with the listeners, do check it out. So let's play some more music, and let's start with the Sonic Runners track, Theory of Attack. Enjoy. And we are back, so welcome to the Game of the Week segment. I actually got a bit distracted right there, so I didn't actually know where to come back, so sorry about that. So yeah, welcome to the Game of the Week segment, where we talk about one Sonic game each week. And this week it's time for Knuckles Chaotix. So Knuckles Chaotix, it's that game that was exclusive for 32X, which probably not many of you have played. I did play the game actually, but I'll tell you what I think about it later on. So actually, before we go on, if you want to share your own opinions about this game with everyone, just PM me on Discord so I can read them for the listeners, but no pressure. So what's Knuckles Chaotix? So it's a game that was released in 1995 for the Sega 32X, and it was the game that marked the first appearance of the Chaotix, so Vector the Crocodile, Espio the Chameleon, and Charmy the Bee. And Mighty the Armadillo makes a brief comeback as well. So Jamie says, what about Sonic Crackers? Well, I'll talk about that later on, but yeah, I have to call you Jamie because I won't be reading through that whole name, but yeah. So gameplay, this gameplay, well, the basic gameplay is pretty much unchanged from the rest of the Sonic games, so just reach the goal, kill the badniks, and so on. But what makes this game unique, however, it's a little gimmick. So, like in Sonic 3 and Sonic 2, you can play with two characters at a time, somewhat. So you have, for example, in Sonic 2, you had Sonic and Tails. In Sonic 3, you could also play as Sonic and Tails. And in this game, you actually can play Sonic. Well, Sonic and Tails aren't available in this game, but you can play, for example, like with Knuckles and Vector at the same time. But in this game, each character has a little ring in their hand, and these two rings, the rings that each character has in their hand, are connected with a rubber band-like force, which the game calls ring power. So basically, that can actually pretty much give us new gameplay options. Like, for example, the second player. What am I doing? Let me start over again. So after what I said, yeah. So the game calls it ring power. And normally on an earlier Sonic game like Sonic 2 and Sonic 3, the second player could control Tails, while the first player was playing the game. But it didn't work really too well, because the first player could really speed up through the stages, and the second player could be left behind off the screen, actually. But in Knuckles Chaotix, this is solved by both characters being on the screen at all times due to that rubber band-like force. And both players can actually move the camera. So, yeah. And due to this new gameplay mechanic, some new abilities have been added as well. So, for example, one player can hold his position, while the other player can run forward or run backwards, and extend that ring power, so they can create like a rubber band tension between the characters. And then if you release the hold position, you will gain maximum speed, like you will be propelled forwards with maximum speed. Also, both players can toss each other towards platforms. Or use the call button to reunite once if one person dies, which will cost 10 rings. And this is the first and only Sonic game where ring count can go below zero. Sorry about that. So you could reach negative numbers. But if you got minus 99 rings, you will be sent back to Neutronic Eye Zone, so like the hub world. And yeah, you could play as several characters in this game. So, for example, you had Knuckles the Echidna, Vector the Crocodile, Mighty the Armadillo, Charmy the Bee, Espeo the Chameleon, and Evie and Bomb. So Evie and Bomb can only be played as partners, so you can actually control them, but I think the second player can control the characters, correct me if I'm wrong. And you can only get them as partners, and you can only select them through the combi catcher, so when you select your partner, if you're playing alone, you can get the character and maybe you get like the bomb. And it. Jimmy said Evie and Bomb are a joke in this game. Well, yeah, I'll get here in a minute. So each character has its own unique ability. For example, Knuckles can still glide and climb walls, as in Sonic and Knuckles. Espeo can walk upright walls and ceilings, so that he can like attach to walls and run upwards without falling. Also, when spin dashing, instead of curling into a ball, it twists into a tornado and can destroy unguarded enemies by running headlong into them at full speed. Mighty is a fasted character in the game, and has the ability to scale walls with his feet and push himself upwards, so like wall jumping, actually. Vector is the largest of them all, and he can perform a mid-air dash and climb walls as well. Charmy is the smallest character, and has the ability to fly. In contrast with Tails, however, he doesn't get tired when flying, so he can pretty much fly all the stage. Jamie said you corrected as Charmy B or Charmy the B. Well, I said Charmy B first, but I think it's Charmy the B. Really? I'm not too sure about that, but I think it's Charmy the B. And then we have Heavy and Bomb, which are really not really good characters, and why. Well, heavy is slow, as the name detects, is heavy and slow. But he is indestructible and can destroy enemies and monitors by simply walking into them. Bomb, on the other hand, is really quick and really small, but once he gets hit, he explodes. So basically, he's just one hit kill. Jamie says it's Charmy B. Okay, thank you. Because actually I had written Charmy B, but I think it was Charmy the B, so I just corrected that. So now we get into the trivia parts of this game. So there's actually pretty much a lot of trivia surrounding this game. So there's a part I build of this game that's called Sonic Crackers, and it features Sonic and Tails only. So this game was actually an unreleased game, but later found out to be a technical demo or technical test for the Knuckles Chaotix engine. And if you download it, you can see that it's pretty much unfinished, as you can break the game really easily. But it allowed us to see that Sonic and Tails were originally planned to be included in the game. Also, if the player stands still for 1 minute, Metal Sonic will appear and shoot a laser at the character. And if the player starts moving after Metal Sonic appears, he will keep chasing the player until he stops again, and once he stops again, you'll shoot the laser at the player. This is really similar to what happened in Sonic CD, where if you stand still for a minute or two, for some time, yeah, and if you stand still for some time, Sonic will jump off the stage and kill himself. But in Sonic CD, you will lose a life with this and probably get the game over. But in Knuckles Chaotix, you don't get any of that, so you can be killed by Metal Sonic, but you don't lose a life or get a game over. If you don't notice also, Knuckles' chest in the title screen. And if you didn't notice, Knuckles' chest in title screen any of the game is colored yellow. So that little ellipse thing on his chest is colored yellow in the game. But in the box art, it's colored white, which is the correct color of the chest. And then we actually have the biggest trivia of this game, which is Wechnia? I don't know, but it's yeah, I don't know how to pronounce this, but yeah. So if you activate the stage select menu, which can be activated on the color test screen, you can, and if you go to the character select menu, you can see that there is an extra character that isn't really on the game, which is basically its name is Full of Stars, which may suggest that it's an empty slot for another character. If you select this character along with any other character, you can see that that character is basically a Knuckles with another color palette, which in this case is a Mighty's color palette, so it's basically a yellow Knuckles with some red spots on his body. And when this character touches the ground, the game crashes, so it's basically unplayable. But if you actually play this game on an emulator, you can actually play with this unusable character. So do you remember Sonic Cracker, which I talked about basically right now, so that prototype that includes Sonic and Tails? If you remember, Sonic and Tails were originally planned to be included in this game, but then they were scrapped in favor of other characters. So for example, the first slot, which was Sonic, it was replaced with Mighty, which is really, really similar to Sonic in terms of speed and character design. And then the other slots were replaced with Knuckles, Vector, Charmy, and Espio. But one slot remained empty, which was the Tails slot, which wasn't replaced. And that slot is thought to be this Wechnia character. And why is that? Because on the early prototype for Knuckles Chaotix, so it wasn't Sonic Crackers, but a more recent prototype, if you selected this glitched character, he had the ability to fly, and he will get tired after a while, so just like Tails. And this basically just tells us that this character was originally Tails, but it wasn't replaced with any other character. And that also gives us an explanation to his name being Full of Stars, which is an empty slot. And as I said, this character was later named Wechnia by the community, which is a combination of White and Echidna. I will actually write this name on the Discord chat, because I really have no clue how to pronounce this, so try your best. Wechnia. I can't do it. Yeah, this basically sums up the trivia for Knuckles Chaotix. And this also sums up the whole game, or everything I have to say about this game. Yeah, so I'm actually going to kill time for all, because I'm going to give you more time to vote for the survey, for the poll. I'm going to post it again on Discord, so it's there if you haven't voted already. But yeah. So how did I like the game? Well, I played the game like for 3 minutes. I really didn't enjoy the game, pretty much. I mean, yeah, like that mechanic of the ring power is actually really interesting, but the game itself isn't really interesting for me to keep playing. Like even Sonic CD, I didn't really like Sonic CD because of that time travel mechanic and the whole exploration thing. So yeah, I didn't enjoy the game too much. Let's see how's the Discord chat. Actually, I keep seeing images being posted of Knuckles, Nipples the Enchilada. Yeah, True says Chaotix was an awesome game, better with two people. Yeah, actually I only played the game alone, so maybe it was that. I need to replay it with another person. The special stage was my favorite out of all Sonic games. Yeah, I didn't talk about that actually. So the special stage in Knuckles Chaotix is basically a Sonic 2 styled stage, but instead of getting rings you get blue spheres. But it's fully rendered in 3D actually. For the time it was really impressive because of the 32x capabilities. But I need to replay Knuckles Chaotix really. One day. When I have time and patience for that. So let's see how's the survey actually, because I haven't checked it out. I need to sign in for this. Oh. True, so it was like a mix of Sonic 2 and Sonic 3's special stage. Yeah, exactly, because of the blue spheres and the whole tubular level design. It looked fun actually, but as I said, need to replay the game. So 11 people have voted on the poll. Oh, what is this? No. Okay, there we go. So yeah, I think I gave you enough time to vote on the poll. But we have so much ties, we need to resort to random.org this time. Again. So how do I close this? I should know this by this time too, but I think it's here. Yeah, it's here. So open, and I will close this survey. So close collector. And it should be closed. Yeah, there you go. So the survey is now closed, and thank you everyone for voting on the survey. It really helps the show. Helps the same, because this segment is pretty much themed around this one poll each week. So let me see something. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we actually have 1, 2, 3, 5 songs tied for the 5th place. We need to use random.org. Oh cool. So yeah, so we actually have a 5th place now. So I'm going to let you guys hear the top 5 polls. Top 5 poll. And the top 5 songs were picked by you and random.org, because I just had to use it. So yeah, enjoy the top 5, and I'll see you guys soon, I think. So enjoy it. Number 5.
cool. Number 3. Number 1.
And that was the top 5 song that you picked for to be the best songs from Knuckles Chaotix. Well, it technically wasn't your picks because there were a lot of ties, but the first place was your pick. So it really wasn't a surprise for everyone because from what I'm seeing, everyone actually thought that Dorian to Summer was going to be the first place. So to recap, we had in the 5th place we had Walkin. In the 4th place we had Patchy Touch, in 3rd place we have Evening Star, in 2nd place we have Speed of Sound, and in 1st place we had Dar into Summer. So thank you all for voting in the poll for Knuckles Chaotix. And a completely unrelated note, someone has noticed that Sega Japan has got their hands on the Izuka-san fan club t-shirts. Why aren't they on sale? I'm actually going to share the video on Discord because, yeah, it's fun actually, because who doesn't want an Izuka fan club t-shirt, really? But yeah, that's a thing. So let's move on into the remix zone. So what's the remix zone? It's the segment where I'll play the best remix of the Sonic community. And this week I'm actually going to play only one remix. And why is that? Because recently there's been Chao Fever in the Discord chat. It's been fun, actually. And to celebrate that, I am going to play Hyper Potions remix. So the Chao Dance mix, which was played in the Sonic 25th anniversary party. So it's 15 minutes long, so sit back, relax, or not, and enjoy the Chao Dance Mix by Hyper Potions. So, let's go! So we are back again, so I hope you have enjoyed that Chao Dance mix by Hyper Potions, a really good mix of practically all the Chao teams from the Sonic Adventure era. A really great, great remix. Naturally fitting because my everyone, well, while the song started, that is, was like spamming Chao's all over the place. Good on you. So, and actually, Hyper Potions have replied to the post on Twitter with a really cute gif of the Chao dancing. Just look at those moves. Alright, let's just get going. So that was a remix, so now you guys have enjoyed that remix. But now it's time to the Super Sonic Quiz. So yeah, this thing is again here. So what's the Super Sonic Quiz? So it's that segment of the show where you can test your own Sonic education, and the place where you can prove that you know all things Sonic. So yeah, last week we had Viper over here. He got how many points actually? So he got 8 points out of 10, so 8 out of 10. And this week we actually have a new contestant actually, so let's just drag him onto the voice channel actually. So okay, move to, here we go. So hello, Jamie.
Hello.
Hello there, so how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Well, that's great. So welcome to the Super Sonic Quiz. Welcome
Thank
to the
you.
Airwaves. So do you think you are ready for this?
Maybe, it all depends on the questions.
Well, actually don't have really hard questions, but let's see how you do. So, yeah, let's start by going to the first question. So, first question is, what's the name of the villain from Sonic and the Secret Rings?
Pass, I've never played it.
Don't you want to try it at least? Anything?
Genie from Aladdin.
Hi. So that is incorrect. So the villain is Eraser Jin. So it was like a guy that came out of the lamp, like a genie, and he does some bad things. But you should play Secret Rings actually. It's actually a, well, it's linear, but it's actually a really fun game. You should try it out.
So, I will.
So yeah, next question. So in Sonic Colors, there's an area that's themed around Asian culture. What area is that?
Oh, I know what where you're talking about. Oh, I can't remember the name of the places from Sonic Colors. It has aquatic in the name, I believe.
I can't tell you anything.
Pass.
Don't you want to try something like random? Maybe you get it?
Aquatic Great Wall.
So, no, it's incorrect. So the correct answer would be Aquarium Park.
Oh, yeah, of course it is.
So yeah, it was Aquarium Park, that aquatic stage from Sonic Colors. So, question number 3. It's actually, I guess, the stage from the song. So I'm going to play a song, and you have to guess what stage it is. You have to guess what game and what stage it is. So you get 1 point if you get the stage right, and you get another point if you get the game right. You can actually get just one of them. So, yeah, let's play the song. Do you have any clue? Do you want me to play it again or something?
I believe it's Pumpkin Hill from Sonic Adventure 2.
So,
and Pumpkin Hill.
So Pumpkin Hill from Sonic Adventure 2. Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
So the game was correct, so it was Sonic Adventure 2, but the stage was Wild Canyon.
Oh no! Yeah, I was gonna say, I realized!
So the Wild Canyon Sonic Adventure, but you get 1 point! So yeah, one point for you.
I played Radio Sega and listening to this for constantly requesting Wild Canyon, Pumpkin Hill.
So yeah. So question number four is, I guess you can call it a Say My Name clone. So it's basically I'm giving you five clues, and you can get 5 points if you get another first clue, and you can get just 1 point if you get another fifth clue. So let's start. So the first clue for this character is, it's a playable male character.
Do we have unlimited guesses, or is it like a guess for each clue?
You can only guess once.
Okay, I am not gonna guess. Second clue, please.
Okay, so second clue is, first appeared in 1995.
19. Ooh, I have a suspicion I know who that is. Can I have the third clue, please?
Okay, so third clue is, he has a long tail.
That's an obscure clue. I can't believe I'm going to guess this, but is it Knack the Weasel or Fan the Sniper or whatever you want to call him?
So your guess is Fang the Sniper. Do you want to get another clue, or is that your final guess? Think twice when you get.
I'm gonna stick with that.
And it is incorrect. So the correct answer would be Vector the Crocodile. Since he's male.
He wasn't 1995. I'm sure it was 1994.
No, it was 1995.
Actually, technically speaking, Vector was first appeared in 1991 in the Sonic concept art.
But I mean the game, so first appeared in 1995 with name and
No, but he did appear to the audiences when Sonic did get out there. So
does technically that mean I'm wrong? Does that mean I'm wrong again?
The early concept art, what got released for Sonic, was Sonic in a band, and Vector was one of the band members.
But I don't know, because I'm actually talking about Vector in like first appearance in a game. But yeah, we don't know. But I'm just gonna give you 1 point then, or two, yeah. Just gonna give you 2 points then, actually, so guess I was wrong again. Let's move on then. So, question number five. It's a complete the lyrics question, so I'm going to play.
Can I skip this question? I don't wanna. Can you feel the sunshine a moment again?
You don't have to sing, really. Just need to tell the answer. So basically, normally I will just say the lyrics, but since I have an instrumental version of this available, I'm just going to play a song. And after I play the song, you just need to give me the words to fill in the blanks. So you get two points if you get both blanks correctly, and you only get 1 point if you get only one correctly. So I'm going to play it. And the song is going to be Night of the Wind from Sonic and the Black Knight. Don't need to sing.
I failed it already because I don't know the song.
Well, but just let's play it. Maybe you get something. Yeah. Here we go. Any clue?
Nope.
Nothing? Nothing at all?
Nope.
Okay then, so... yeah, so the correct answer for this would be... I know you have waited much too long, the first blank, and the second blank would be... I'm here to conquer near and far, far. So, yeah, so you asked for hard questions. So I gave you.
I asked the hard lecture questions.
So I can remember that those ones. So yeah, thank you for taking part on this. You came in with technically 1 point, but since I got a bit of info wrong, you get 3 points for this. So congratulations for proving me wrong once again live on the Radio Sega Airwaves.
Like I said, technically, we're both technically right.
Yeah, but yeah, just to it keep all, things safe.
All depends on how you look at it.
Yeah. So yeah, thank you for taking part, and I shall drag you back to the chill-out then. Bye. And that was Jamie. So he took part on the Supersonic quiz. If you want to take part on this quiz, just send me a PM on Discord, and maybe you can take part on it next week. So yeah, congratulations to Jamie. You got 3 points. So the standings currently are Green Viper in first place with 8 points, and Jamie on second place with 3 points. And that concludes today's show. So thank you all for tuning in to the show. I hope you have enjoyed it as much as I did. And yeah, it was really fun. I actually got some bit of, like, each week when I go to grab some info for the Game of the Week, I actually get a bit more of Sonic Education. So I learn a bit more about Sonic's past, which is something I really didn't take part in my childhood. So yeah, thank you all for tuning in. Be sure to stay in the airwaves, or stay tuned in for the next show, which is going to be the Dreamcast Hour with the Green Viper 8. Well, not the Green Viper 8, but, well, I guess I can say it because in Discord we have like a bunch of people with the same name, so yeah. So it's the Green Viper 8. And it's going to be a Dreamcast-based show, but his episode for today is going to be focused around Sonic games for Dreamcast, so stay tuned for that. So yeah, thank you all for listening. Let's end up with the Sonic Advance 3 tracks, Route 99 Act 1, and I see you all next week. See ya!
It's over. That was fast.